Theater 5 presents Mr. Walter Abel and Miss Joan Loring in I Spy Sister Sarah.
Coming to see you.
Doctor? What doctor? What for?
How do I know? He's Dr. Morgan, and your lawyer's bringing him. Come on, sit up, dear.
I don't want to see them. I don't want to see anybody. Haven't I been tortured enough? I want to be by myself. Can't I even be by myself in prison?
Now, Amy, off the bed.
Don't now, Amy, me. You're not my friend. You're a jailer. You're somebody doing a job.
But we don't want men to see us with our hair all mussed and our face unwashed.
I don't want to see them at all. Send them away. Do I have to be bothered when they're going to kill me?
Kill you, a little thing like you.
They convicted me, didn't they? Didn't they say a little thing like me was strong enough to take that woman by the throat?
Oh, they won't even give you life. Now up and wash your face. Come on.
Life, when I didn't know her, when I'd never seen her. If they could convict me and give me life, couldn't they also give me death?
I told you to do something, Amy. Now you better believe me.
I won't. Why should I? You don't believe me. Nobody believes me.
You could be wrong there, Amy. Dr. Morgan says he's with you all the way.
Hello, Amy.
Amy, this is Dr. Morgan.
I don't know you, mister, and I don't want to.
It's not mister, it's doctor. Now come on, get off that bed. We're polite to visitors. We wash our face. She just huddles in that corner.
Don't pick on me. Everybody picks on me.
Amy, people are trying to help you. It isn't picking on you when people are trying to help.
Who? What people? The judge? That jury? You, my lawyer?
No, Amy, the trial was fair.
Thanks to you, Mr. Trench, the trial was fair. Let it be unfair and let me out.
But how can you get out if you stay squeezed in the corner?
Don't talk to me like I'm 5 years old. They're going to kill me.
Nobody knows what they're going to do. Nobody. You understand?
I'm going to be killed.
If I could have the few minutes, promise me.
Fine. A bang on the door when you're through.
It's not up to the matron, Amy. It's not up to me. It's up to the judge.
And finish. Good riddance. You never believed me. Never. Never, never.
Now, Amy, we've been through all that.
Mr. Trench.
All right. I'll wait outside.
You don't care if they kill me. They don't care. They don't care. I don't want them to kill me. I didn't do this bad thing all my life. I've been good. Good. I'd never kill that woman. I didn't know her. I never saw her. I never went to her house. I can't even remember being on that street.
I think that's possible, Amy. That's why I'm here. I think it's more and more possible every minute.
I don't care about possible.
All right, we'll take it as a fact. You didn't kill that woman.
Don't tell me. I know it. Tell them.
There's only one effective way to do that. If you didn't kill that woman, you and I together will have to show them who did.
Could you do that? Do you know I didn't kill her? I mean, no. Are you as sure as I am?
How would that make you feel?
I don't know. Everybody says it was me. Two women swore I went into the house, and a man across the street says he saw me stab her. They caught me at the corner with a knife. The police doctor found her skin under my fingernails. How can we show them it wasn't me?
Isn't it worth a try?
What do we do? Where do we start?
You must tell your lawyer you want to come to me for treatment.
Treatment? I don't want treatment. Treatment for what? What kind?
I'm a doctor. A special doctor. Visits to me can be authorized. You can come to my office.
Why? What'll I do at your office? What's at your office?
I can show you on the lie detector graphs how I guessed you didn't kill her.
Is that why my lawyer let you in? What did you two say about me? What did you tell him?
That I might be able to save you.
That's all? And he said, all right, go ahead, save her just like that? A stick like Mr. Trench, he believed you.
Why not? What should I have said?
How do I know? I never saw you before. We never met. You could have said the moon was blue, the sky was pink. You could have said I'm nutty as a fruitcake.
Ah.
Why not? People swear up and down you're a killer. They convict you. But you know you didn't do it. You know it. Wouldn't that drive anybody to the other side?
But you're on this side.
Am I?
Yes, Amy. You're on this side.
Oh, you're the one. You killed her. That's how you know I didn't.
Now, that's childish.
Yes, you're the one right there. You killed her.
What are you evading? Amy, it's too late to go back into the corner.
I'll do what I want. It's my cell. It's mine.
Is my office so much more frightening than sitting in a corner in jail?
I like to sit in corners. I always did.
Waiting for sentence?
What?
Can you afford to sit in the corner if you're waiting to be sentenced? What if the sentence is really death?
Oh, stop saying that. You stop saying that.
Then agree to help yourself.
I can't. Don't pick on me.
How is it picking on you to help you to live?
It is. Don't pick on me. Pick on somebody else.
The one who did it?
Yes. Yes, pick on her.
What if I need your help?
I can't. Don't ask me to.
Why not? What holds you back? What if she won't come through without you?
I don't know. What are you talking about? I'm afraid.
Of her? Are you afraid of the one who did it?
No. Yes. Everything.
More afraid of that than death? All of you will die, Amy. All of you. Not just the name, the outside, the face, the body. Inside will die. The memories, the thoughts.
What are you doing? You're terrifying
me. All of you, Amy, outside, inside.
I have to rest.
No, you're going through this with me.
I have to rest. I have to. It's coming. One of my rests is
coming. One of
them?
One of them? Is that how you say it? One of your rests? Is that what you did the day that woman was murdered?
I don't know. Yes, I have to. I can't stop it when it comes.
Then take it. Rest. Yes. Go ahead. Amy, rest. Are you resting, Amy? Are you resting? Are you resting?
Okay, Doc. She's resting like a lamb. I'm Sari, smart boy. How did you know I was inside, Amy?
I got your message.
I didn't send any.
I got the clues just the same. Enough to guess Amy might have another personality hidden away in there. Conversion hysteria with multiple personality.
Don't give me the big words, Buster. Sari's an old-fashioned name, but don't let that fool you. I'm a girl who likes everything in one syllable. Say what's grabbing you and let's go. I came out to tell you to shoo. You bother me. And this is my last time out in the open.
The last time? You won't come out again?
What for?
Amy doesn't know you're inside there, does she? Amy doesn't even know you exist.
Amy doesn't know from a hole in the ground. Come on. Speak like Rover. You sent for me. I'm the one you wanted, right?
Right. You're the one I wanted. You're the killer.
Disappeared? Disappeared where? Under the cell bed?
Disappeared back into Amy. Where else?
Just like that.
The moment you and the matron pushed at the door. Amy wasn't fully turned back on. You could see that.
What a shame it happened so fast. And what a shame this imaginary Sari comes out only for you.
I doubt if my unsupported word would be sufficient. You must authorize additional visits. Amy must be brought to my office. If she objects, we must get a court order.
And if I object?
How could you? What I predicted is there. Sari must be induced to come forward again.
Induced? Huh. Why, Doctor, you've made this Sari sound like a girl who gets right out in front and stays there.
No, no. It's difficult. She told me she never intends to appear again. That's frequent in this type of conversion hysteria. The dissociated personalities take on opposite aspects.
Oh, now that's double talk, Doctor. You said I wouldn't be given any psychiatric drivel. Proof, you said, or nothing at all.
Drivel? I saw this Sari. I spoke to her. Mr. Trench, you must believe me.
Why? Ever since the court assigned me to defend Amy, I've had 20 to 30 kook and crank calls a week. Do this, do that. Right down to a request for a lock of Amy's hair.
You have my credentials, Mr. Trench.
And they're the only reason I'm here. On a charity case assigned to me by the court, I was guaranteed to lose.
What if I guarantee to win? What if I can induce this other personality, this Sari, to come forward one more time?
Try a Ouija board.
Mr. Trench, some years ago, a man was convicted and sentenced to death. I had an instinct about him, too. But I wouldn't stick my neck out. I let him die.
And now, every time a killer is convicted, you have this guilty instinct.
This time, it's more than that. The Institute did the lie detector's test. You and the prosecution were given a this-way, that-way result. You know why? They were hard to interpret. That's why they were brought to me. It was as if some of the answers were lies by a totally different person. That was exactly my analysis. And my analysis was correct. I have now seen and spoken to the killer. Let me repeat that. The killer. Am I lying? Am I a crank, a kook? Or do I have genuine knowledge and a genuine concern for Amy's life?
All right, Doctor, I'll fade you once more. Wait in the car. I'll clear it with the warden.
I don't want to be here. I want to go back to prison. I don't want to be here.
You won't have to stay long. Now that you've come, sit down. We'll talk.
No. They forced me. They said they'd give me a needle, but I don't want to be here. Call them. Let them take me back. Please, please let them take me back.
It doesn't matter where they take you, Amy. Not anymore. I've got good news. You're going to live. You will not be executed. You're going to be kept alive.
Kept alive? What do you mean, kept alive? You make me sound like some kind of animal in a zoo.
I just want the news to penetrate, to go all the way through you, Amy. You will not be executed. You will not be allowed to die.
Why do you say it like that, penetrate? Go all the way through. That's a crazy way to say it.
I'm telling you that you're innocent. You can sit in a corner.
Maybe I don't want to anymore. What if I don't want to?
Why be upset? I'm promising you, you live.
Like that, in a corner?
Oh, yes, for quite some time.
I have to rest.
Ah.
I have to.
Then go ahead.
I have to.
Go ahead. I'll wait for you. Are you resting, Amy? Amy, are you resting? Are you resting? For somebody resting, you certainly have big, bold eyes. 1, 2, 3, O'Leary, do I spy Sister Sari?
All right, I got your message, Big Shot. What are you trying to pull? You think I'm not strong enough to kill you, too?
Gentlemen, this is Mr. Trench, Amy Bennett's lawyer. This is Mr. Godbold, who's here on behalf of the trial judge. The rest of you, psychologists and doctors, are asked to watch and report. In a moment, Amy Bennett will come in with a matron and we shall begin. I hope we shall be saving a life. All right. Come in. Come on in, Amy. Won't you both join us? Take seats right up here, please.
Why? What are you going to do? What's this for?
We're going to show a film, Amy. A short movie. Now we'll turn off the light and start the projector. I'm telling you, you're innocent. You can sit in a corner.
What?
Maybe I don't want to anymore. What if I don't want to?
That's me in the picture.
Why be upset? I'm promising you, you'll live.
Like that? In a corner?
What? Oh, yes. For quite some time.
I have to rest.
Ah.
I have to.
Then go ahead. I'll wait for you. Are you resting? Amy, are you resting? Are you resting? For somebody resting, you certainly have big, bold eyes. 1, 2, 3, O'Leary. Do I spy Sister Sari?
All right, I got your message, Big Shot. What are you trying to pull? You think I'm not strong enough to kill you, too?
I never said that.
First
Did I say that
up,
like that?
I thought it was because I'd scared you about dying.
Like I care what you think, right, baby?
You might have been scared to die, but you did want to be dead. You don't want to live, do you, Sari?
Sari?
What for? Live for what, now that she's gone?
Now that she's gone.
Now that who's gone?
And even though you're the one who killed her.
She didn't want me anymore. She didn't want to see me. What would you have done, smart boy? Let the one thing in your life you love go to somebody else?
What? Who is that? Is that me?
But
isn't
dying
that me?
Means
that's me
taking
talking?
Amy with you.
Amy? Who cares about that stupid little Amy?
Stupid
little
Amy?
Is that all you conned me out here for? A plea for little Amy?
What is she? What am I? I can't stand this.
Why should I give her a thought?
I think you're too late, Sari. You should have seen to it you died before.
You think you or Amy can keep us alive if I say no? I'll refuse to eat. I can starve us to death.
What? She what? Turn it off. Turn the film off. Turn it off. I see her without it. I see her. I never saw her there before. I see her.
Inside there where she hides?
Oh, yes, yes. There she is. The way she fits inside me. She fits into everything. She fits.
Amy. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Well, I've never seen a thing like
this. I see the way she is. I can't stand it. To have somebody... somebody in there all your life. Dr. Morgan. Dr. Morgan, help me. I'm going to... I have to rest.
No. No rest. She's doing it. She, not you. Don't let her. Don't rest.
Amy, dear. She's ordering me like the matron. They're the same way. I will not let her. I won't rest. I won't. You stay in there.
Yes.
You stay
down
there.
Keep her in. Keep her in. Her punishment is life imprisonment. She killed, you understand, Amy? You've got to bury her inside. You're the only one who can carry out the sentence.
Bury her inside. Carry out the sentence.
Come in, Mr. Tranch. Sit down.
Thank you.
How's Amy?
She wrote you this note. Here, it's sealed.
Thank you. Dr. Morgan, Sari did all the bad things. She did the bad things, so I could always do the good. I always did the good. How can I be only good anymore if poor Sari... if poor, poor Sari... I'll have to do the bad myself. How can I ever be good without her? I was good because of poor Sari. I can't live without her. That's the end.
Amy hanged herself last night in her cell.
Thank you.
Theater 5 has presented I Spy Sister Sary, starring Mr. Walter Abel and Miss Joan Loring. Written by William Morne, directed by Ted Bell. Featured in the cast, Vicki Vola and Jerry Hausner. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.